Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
He's one of our favorite guys. We get to talk to him every week from the NFL Network, from John Boy Media, Mr. Chris Rose. Hello, Chris.
What's happening, Chris?
Hello, gentlemen.
By the way, NFL Game Day Final, my favorite show. Have I mentioned that, by the way?
I appreciate it very much. Every time you mention it, I don't take it lightly.
Well,
thank you.
You guys do a phenomenal job.
Thank you. We had a lot of fun. We've had a lot to talk about recently, but it's going to be interesting because there's not that many teams on the outside looking in that have a realistic shot. So, you know, basically it's coming down to the AFC North, the NFC South, and then who wins that NFC West for the one or the five seed. So that could be fascinating.
We probably didn't expect the Browns to go to Chicago and win that football game. Chris, I didn't expect the Browns to go to Chicago and have it be 31-3 and for the Browns to look as poorly as they did. Were you surprised?
I don't know if I can be surprised anymore, to be honest with you, with whatever we're going to see. Disappointed. It was a horrific watch. Really bad on a lot of levels. The offensive line we trotted out there was
challenged.
How do I tread lightly here?
Challenged.
It was just horrific. It was a bad watch. And for people who are like, well, they faced a really good defense. No, they didn't. I'm telling you, the Bears' defense is not great. They are opportunistic. They live via the turnover. They're okay in a lot of areas. That is not a great defense. There's way better defenses out there. And, in fact, we played some. You want to go watch a good defense? Go watch the Houston Texans. Yeah. That's a great defense. The Bears' defense is okay. But, you know, it's just kind of the situation we're in. And, you know, I think thank goodness for Shador in terms of interest level the last 3 weeks, right? Because you do want to see if he can bounce back from poor games, which he did from week two to week three as a starter. Can he do it now from week five, you know, from week four? So we'll see.
Do you see Shador Sanders as a viable starting quarterback for next season for the Cleveland Browns?
I don't know. And for people that say definitely no, like they definitely know yes, or they definitely say no, I don't think we can answer. And guys, this is the thing that when he started to be the starting quarterback, we didn't have the talent around him to do a full evaluation on him. We just don't. And it's what's going to make it so challenging. The other part of this is, you know, we know that Mendoza is available. Is Moore going to come out? Like, those are the only two you would consider. And how strongly do you need to consider him? Because there is so much work left to be done with this team. And it's not a question of waiting, building your team, and then dropping in a quarterback. That doesn't happen. It just so rarely happens. Like, the last time I can remember something like that is Josh Allen-ish. If you remember, the Bills made the playoffs the year before, and they lost in like a horrible 10-3 game to Jacksonville. Remember that with Tyrod as the quarterback? And then the next year, they went and got Josh Allen. But that's about it. Like, the Patriots, no, that's not what they did. They drafted Drake May first. He was the only shining star of a horrific draft class. And then this year, they fixed everything else around him and allowed his talents to shine, because he did have major talent. I'm telling you, I've told you this. I called two of their games last year. You could tell the guy had it. So,
Shador just had his press conference, Chris, and he's made some comments that I thought this guy gets it, and he's not blowing sunshine, you know, where many guys could. Among the other things, he said, "I just have to play better. The mental side and the progress is there." So it's an admission that he was working on things. "I just have to get more completions." We all know that. To hear him say it, thank you. "And have I been playing winning football?" He said no. And I'm glad that he's self-aware enough to just say, "Hey, I've got to do these things." And that's the first step in the right direction for me.
Totally. I mean, I've been impressed with that. There's no question. And I can even live with the mistakes. Like, he's a rookie quarterback. They all make mistakes. Guys who are in their fifth year make mistakes. Guys that are in their 10th year make mistakes. They don't always see the field. They throw into double coverage when a guy was wide open. Like, all that sort of stuff happens. So the question is, can he get better? Can he bounce back this week? The thing I was excited about going into the final month was that he was going to be playing three teams who all had something to play for. You know, the Bears, the Bills, the Steelers. Those are huge, huge games. And that's great. That's great for his learning. I mean, here's the thing. Like, where I sit right now with this whole thing is I would be okay with them giving him the reins for next year and then seeing whether or not they struck on something. I like Mendoza. I do. I think he's tough as hell, like Shador. I am impressed with his late game heroics. I think he throws the ball pretty well. But where does he max out? I don't know. It's a hard thing. If you say you've got Jared Goff, wouldn't you take him?
Yes.
Right. Like, how, and then the other point, the other thing is about Shador. How good does he have to be in order for you to stick with him?
Yeah.
Like, would you take Jameis Winston's career?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Would you, like, that ability? Jameis could make every throw in the book, but he'd also throw it to the other team a gazillion times. So I don't know what it is in my brain that I'd be okay with Shador ending up being in order for this team. Like, for people who are saying, well, he's better than Dylan Gabriel, folks, that ain't the answer you're looking for. I can tell you that one. That is not the answer you're looking for.
Chris Rose joining us. You can hear him on Baseball Today, John Boy Media. Of course, watch him on the NFL Network as well. Chris, it's looking like Myles Garrett now a sack away from breaking the sack record. How impressive would that be if he did it against Josh Allen?
It'd be impressive if he did it against anybody. I mean, teams for the most part aren't throwing it 40 times a game against us. So he's just, let's accept it for what it is. He's the best defensive player we have ever had. He's our second best player in the history of history of the franchise. He's remarkable. He's remarkable, and we just hope he doesn't turn into this sport's version of Mike Trout. So, you know, you just wonder how much he's about to be 30, and you hope that he has another couple years that are still at this level or close to it, to the point where we can get back in this thing. That's all. He's awesome. He's incredible. And we're lucky that we get to see that part of it. And we deserve that, too.
Chris Rose joining us, not only with the NFL Network, but with John Boy Media, Baseball Today. I'm going to go baseball on you. I am not surprised, but I was hoping I would have been surprised the other way. The big moves for the Guardians, adding bullpen arms so far. Anything more? In you think there's going to be any kind of anything that makes any splash for this organization this offseason?
I mean, if they don't get a right-handed bat in the outfield to at least be a platoon guy, I think that's a wasted offseason. Now, does that mean it's going to end up being like an Austin Hayes, a Rob Refsnyder, you know, guys like that? It could be. It could be. Like, those guys can help your team. They definitely can. I don't think that we're in the major splash category, and that's too bad. It just is. I don't know their finances. I am not the owner. I'm not privy to his philosophy and his thought process. But it's really challenging because that is a good team with good people running the organization. And I don't know. I don't get it. I just don't get it. But you're catching me on a frustrating day, guys.
Sorry, pal.
I understand. I got MLB Network on in front of me. They're talking Ketel Marte, and I'm just immediately getting grumpy because I know they won't be involved in a Ketel Marte trade, and I'm like, that would be the perfect dude. He's an under-market value contract, and he gets MVP votes every year. Hi, bring him in.
Yeah, now that would be – I think actually we would match up pretty well with what Arizona's looking for. So I think that talent-wise, like we have young, controllable starting pitching, which is what they want. Mm-hmm. We would probably have to trade Fasana in that deal, is my guess. You know, maybe even a DeLauder instead, you know, somebody like that. But also one of our young guys that's in our rotation. I'm not talking about Gavin Williams. Not that level. The next level down.
Yeah, Bidey. Somebody along those lines. Maybe Parker Messick. I don't even know if he's that high of a value, but nonetheless.
Yeah, I mean, guys like that. I mean, that's where the discussion starts because Ketel Marte is a power-hitting, switch-hitting, 900 OPS guy. That's pretty impressive at that position.
So my man crush, Pete Alonso, goes to Baltimore. Anybody in Baltimore you want here? Mountcastle?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. I don't want that. Good dude. I like him. I just don't think that's... Yeah, I mean...
Hasn't built on early success.
Yeah, you're not going to get their best guys for what we have available pitching-wise, unless you were to trade them Gavin Williams, which would be nuts. I wouldn't do that. You know, you're not going to get Jordan Westberg. You're not going to get, I don't think that there's anybody else right-handed that you would want on that team. So, you know, everybody else that they've got is left-handed hitting, you know, whether that's Jackson Holliday or Colton Cowser, all those guys are, and don't even bring up Gunnar Henderson's name. So,
no.
Nope.
Lars Nootbaar or Brendan Donovan do anything for you?
Brendan Donovan's pretty good. I like him. I like his versatility. But, you know, he's a good, solid player, I think. And I think he would make our team better. I really do. But, you know, I don't know, guys. I still think, depending on how this whole thing shakes out with Kyle Tucker, and I don't know. I can't figure out if Teoscar Hernandez is on the move or not. I still think there's a possibility that Kwan gets traded. I really do. I still think that there's a shot for that. And I know I had a big blow up in the middle of the season about why we wouldn't do that. But right now, I would think about it depending on what the return is.
Diamondbacks for Ketel Marte. All right, let's get it in.
Dan's ready. Chris, thanks, buddy.
Nope. All right, guys. Always appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.